Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third, the right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third, the center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Mixes reaches second base with a double. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Mixes scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanky. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Stanky steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanky scores. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 1 in the game. Connors hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Connors reaches second base with a double. Irvin throws the ball into Thompson, who tags Connors trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Irvin reaches second base with a double. Mueller moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mixis hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Westrum is walked intentionally. Thompson moves to second. Davey Williams pinch runs for Wes Westrum. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jansen hits a fly ball into right field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson pinch hits for Eddie Stanky. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Davey Williams now playing second base. Salivar's now catching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Connors strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Borkowski moves to second. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 2 in the game. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Owen now catching. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors juggles the ball. That's an error on Connors. Mueller moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockman is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Lockman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Giants. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mixis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ivars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Mixis moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Mixes scores. Baumholtz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Noble pinch hits for Larry Jansen. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Sal Ivars. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.